a person can say, I am done with the system and know that, but then they feel scared to talk to their neighbor. If there isn't a healthy community in which you trust another person, it's hard to move forward from that.
Which is why I keep harping on the fact that we don't have any airways. If KPFA would once say, all right, we're going to have a discussion about what future we want.
Yeah, that's not what I was saying. I mean, I think having discussions over the airways is really important. But what I was saying was that you can have that analysis and still be in an actual situation of feeling stuck. And I don't think having a discussion over the airways.
Well, because it's not said, so it feels like it's not legitimate.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's considered too far out there to claim the bodies we walk around in, which is literally nuts.
Right. But I'm saying that a person who feels sure and confident that they're done with the system, then at that point, what do they do? And I'm saying that in order to support that stance that, you know, I'm done with the system, you are looking for your brothers and sisters to have your back on that, right? And if you're in a situation in which that's not happening, you have to make that happen. You know, and I'm asking, what does that look like? And it sounds like what you're saying is that we just need to physically sit down and have conversations. And I'm suggesting things like you were talking earlier about ritual, you know, and it's healthy societies, they have a ritual, a group thing that they do together, and that establishes their connection to each other and to everything else. And we don't have that. When we take a look at, you know, places like Egypt and countries where they have group rituals, and so they have this certain grounded rootedness that allows them to have very strong movements. So I'm just suggesting that we understand that, and we need to create that. And you're talking about things like teaching drumming and having, you know, drumming be something that is like that and functions that way. And that's something that it happens organic. And that's what I'm talking about. And that's the part that excites me. The analysis is exciting to me, but what was really exciting is the ideas, you know, the chickens, the, you know, what you always talk about, earthships, you know, growing food, just like those concepts excite me.
But if they are not tied to an alternative vision of the future, they will get
co-opted
by power. It's always been that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we create all these exciting ideas, and the next thing you know, you turn around, you find it's been turned into a commodity at Walmart or something.
Right.
We have to understand
mm-hmm.
why that happens.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand the underpinnings of a society and then ask ourselves, well, then what would be the underpinnings of our society
mm-hmm.
so that it could not become this same old again?
Yeah.
And that if you are really done with this system, and it is very difficult because there's no validation for being done with this system in the public discourse, which means if you start saying to your neighbor, you know, let's talk about, I'm done with this system, how about you? You know, the answer will most likely be, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a language. I mean, that's a big part of why I write these books.
In order to be effective, you have to be grounded in a proper analysis.
And vision. From that analysis.
And that's a very simple thing of seeing that we've been duped so many times as the people.